Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only. Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Yeah, welcome back, guys. Extra, extra, hear all about it right here on Strike Our Bros, episode 13. What's going on, Lash? How you doing?
What's up, man? Another rough week for the Orioles.
Man.
The books.
Hell, man, for everybody, it seems like everybody I like anyway, yeah. So
yeah, everybody's struggling.
Everybody's struggling, bro. Today's episode's name is it time to push the panic button? Or are we watching typical Mets baseball? And, you know, you're going to have a lot to say about this. This is very important here because, you know, I'm the Mets fan, but you are looking from the outside in. And you get to tell me, is it typical stuff that we're looking at? Us going on runs, making it look good, and then falling apart? And it means the most for the fan base and the ball club, especially when you're playing 10 games against the division, brother. Like, you tell me. I want to hear what the outside, you know, audience has to say about this.
No, it's not a panic. It's just something that happens in a long season. It's June. I would be worried if it was like September this was happening, but it's just June. You've built a big enough cushion that you've built a big enough cushion that even with all these losses to Atlanta and Philly, you didn't lose much ground. At least with Atlanta, you didn't lose really any ground because Atlanta seems to lose when they don't play the Mets. But as far as Philly goes, Philadelphia, you know, they're struggling too. Recently, they lost to who did they lose to?
Oh, my God. I can tell you all about that. I can tell you all about that. Nah. They just finished getting swept, okay, by the Houston Astros.
Yes.
All right? And not only did they get they got swept, right? But let me explain something to you. I want you to tell me off the top of your head, because I know you're not looking at the information. How many runs do you think that Philly scored throughout those three games?
Well... Each game, I'd probably say about 4.5 runs a game. So let's just say 12 runs total, maybe.
Okay. The answer to that is no. They scored one run. All right.
To be honest with you.
I know you didn't look. I know, because you would expect a team like that. But you know what's crazy? They both have the similar record. You know what I'm saying? Yo, it's crazy. Like, it's really bad. So, let me see what happens here. It's pretty crazy. The numbers are crazy. I can't believe that happened. I'm so happy. We needed that. You know, that was, you know, we got lucky on that one. Because if not, they would have probably, you know, everybody's struggling to get the 50. I think the Dodgers did it, and I think Detroit did it as well. But thank God that thank God the baseball gods that the Phillies are having problems as well. To keep us, you know, in line. You know, before we started playing today, We're winning right now 2-0. Man, on second and third, seventh
There's
inning.
There's an update to that score.
Yeah, and I'm going to explain something. Oh, wow. There's an update to that score. Wow. And you know what's crazy, man? We just lost Canning as well. He went 2-2, and he went down, man. I don't know what happened. They're saying it's an ankle injury. And that was the report that, you know, I read, the most recent one. So apparently...
You hope that's all it is, because the way I looked at it, there was a knee. I was like,
listen,
oh, crap.
Either way, he's gone, bro. Either way, he's gone for long, you know? So, like, let's not even think about Griffin Canning. He doesn't even exist anymore. You know, we want him, you know, we wish him well. We want him to get back as soon as possible. But I don't even think that's going to be happening anytime soon. So, now we're stuck with, you know, we got Blackburn, who's going to have to be, you know, really, like, settle in and say, all right, I'm part of this rotation. We have Peterson, who's been great. Peterson has been great. Holmes has to, you know, continue doing what he was doing early on in the season. We have Montas, who had the 5,000 ERA, you know, in the minors. 8 rehab starts, I believe, something crazy like that. And he had that crazy ERA. Then he comes up and he shows us, you know, that he's actually a legitimate starter. He went like 5 innings. I have the numbers here somewhere, but he did well, you know. I'm happy for him. He did well because we need him. So,
yeah,
it's pretty crazy. We need him. We need him really bad right now. So we have him, and then we have Manaea, who's coming up shortly. So that'll be our next 5. It's funny how, you know, all these injuries, and we still have 5. We don't have to really look outside, but I think that at this point with all the injuries, I think I would maybe peek outside a little bit. Would you go for something big, or would you, like, go for something that's going to hold you down till everybody else comes back? Like, what would you do in the situation? Pitching wise for the Mets. What would you do?
I would wait to first. I'd get an estimate on when Canning comes back. If it's an ankle injury, he might be out for to the All-Star break. If that's the case, then you know that's like you know you're getting back after All-Star break. Okay, so you don't have to get a pitcher. Because your starting rotation isn't really a need. It's just your pieces are coming back. What's his name?
Manaea, who are you talking about? Sanga.
Sanga. His injury is not as bad as I thought it was. So he should be back soon. And then based on who knows what Canning, I'd say probably I'd give Canning 6 weeks before he comes back. That's just my opinion.
Yeah. Yeah,
which is fine because it's not a 60-day DL. Let him rest up. Hopefully it's just minor swelling and he comes back. And you get Manaea back. Who's the other guy? Montas. Who's the one that came up? Montas?
Montas just came up.
If you get Manaea back, Sean Manaea.
Yeah, we have our 5 right there.
Then I wouldn't worry about it. You know, if you knew that 2 out of those 3 guys in the rotation were going to be back at the end of the year, then you would have to definitely trade for a pitcher. But right now, your need really is a center fielder.
Yeah, third baseman. I don't know what's happening. I don't know what's happening because right
third
now
third baseman is a toss up. I don't understand why.
I don't. Go ahead. Tell me. Tell me what you see.
Catching is okay. You just signed that guy Rawlings. Jacob Rawlings, I think his name was. He's to be on.
No. See, you're completely off on that one. See, you haven't been keeping tabs. You know what happened recently, a couple of days ago?
Well, Alvarez got sent down.
Exactly. That's what happened. And I'm happy that happened. But they did it for good reasons.
Torrens is only your player currently, starting pitcher.
Yeah, he's a starting, yes. No, we have Senger, the guy that used to, you know, work at Whole Foods.
Great.
You know, his wife is like a practitioner at some hospital or some shit, some crazy shit. Like, this guy, I'm happy for him, you know? Now he's getting to live his dream and play ball. And he's good, man. I like him. But I like Torrens at starting catcher. It's definitely an improvement at the position, and I'm not going to hate. I love Alvarez. Let me explain to you. I love him, you know. I understand that, you know, he's had some bad luck this year, and he needs to reset. This is what I read, you know. Stearns, you know, put out this report, and he's like, you know, we're sending him down there so he can get the time to reset on both sides, defensively and offensively. And he needs to get the at-bat on a daily basis, and he needs to relax and learn the craft all over again because something happened, you know? He has to reboot. And I like that.
I think his problem is too aggressive Every time I watch him bat, he's too aggressive at the plate. He's always trying to hit it to
destroy
the moon.
Destroy it.
And he's really not that tight. He has home run capabilities, but he's more of a line drive, gap to gap guy, in my opinion.
I agree.
But they're drilled in their head, you know, when they come up, gotta hit home runs. That's what the fans want. Blah 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 blah. And yeah, that's great. But the problem is you have the percentage of hitting a home run compared to a base hit is drastically different. And in situations, if you got a man on first and second, he comes up to bat, there's a good chance that he's gonna swing either strike out or because he's just trying too hard. So he just needs to be a little more patient. I think that's what they're gonna work on in the minors. Defensively, he's okay, you know.
Yeah.
He's doing all right behind the plate. He's catching the guy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. PNCs apply. In app only.
As well, they have a really good.
Yeah, but he's making a lot of defensive mistakes. He's making a lot of defensive mistakes, and he's not, you know, properly handling the ball back there. But we know
what's he gets crossed up a lot. And the one thing I noticed is in the last couple of games is like the ball, he'll just get crossed up, and the ball like literally goes over to the visitor's dugout.
Dugout, like
an idiot.
Yeah, yeah.
And then now he got three guys running it. You know, it's just like, what are you doing? You know, it's
an easy routine
play. I don't know if he's not paying attention or he just doesn't know. Maybe he forgot what he called or maybe they both agreed to the pitch and then he forgot. Like in the moment, he had like a lapse. Like, oh, wait, is he throwing a fastball? Oh, crap. It was a splitter. And, you know, even though they agreed to it, he forgot. I don't know what it is, but he's getting crossed up way too much. And
yeah,
it's hurting the Mets defensively.
Man, there's a lot going on, man. It's like I don't even know where to start, where to end. You know, like it's crazy like that. Because look, you got that problem, right? You got the main catcher is completely like not good at all, bro. He's not hitting. He's not playing the position properly, right? You got the whole third base, second base, center field platoon for some odd reason. So nobody's getting, you know, an opportunity to shine because they're not playing on a daily basis. You know what I'm saying? So you're basing numbers on like, you know, spotty hitting from one day to the next, and you don't even know when they're going to play again. Like, it's not right, especially for a guy like Acuna. That pissed me off, by the way. The fact that he got sent down instead of having a regular role at second base. You know what I'm saying? Like, he is the guy that I would say we have to, you know, really hone in on this guy and take advantage of all the stolen bases that he can, you know, accumulate across the year, you know. And but no, they didn't do that. You know, they didn't develop him properly. Like, that's pissing me off.
Wait, why they send him down? Is it performance or not a place to
put him? There's really no slot for him. Because you know why? Because Vientos just came back up, I think. Vientos is back up, I think. Yeah, well, he's close to coming. So we have to. And Mauricio got brung up. So Mauricio's sticking around. He's doing okay. So they're going to have the same problem with Mauricio, you know what I'm saying? Because they keep, you know, switching him up. He's playing second. He's playing third. You know, they're going back and forth. You know, listen, if you want to give these kids a chance, at least make sure that their bat stays hot. Because we have an open DH slot. You know what I'm saying? This is what I don't understand why, you know, a player like McNeil shouldn't even be fielding at all. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, he made a spectacular play last night. I don't know if you saw it. He robbed Ozuna of a catch. Me and Craig, we went to the game last night. We had fun, you know?
Yeah, I saw that. There was multiple robberies in that game.
Yeah.
Robbed somebody, too.
I can't remember that one. You know, it's hard when you go to the game, you miss a lot of it. No, maybe you're right. You know, when you watch it at home, it's a little better, more organized.
Either way, the reason why I went pending because it's early in the season. You have a very comfortable lead in the division. You're 10 plus games above 500. You know, the other teams are not really doing much other besides Philadelphia. Atlanta's trying to catch up, but you know, like I said, it's great if you win all your games against the Mets, but you don't win against other teams. It does you no good. You never they still or 10 games behind the Mets, you know. So it does, what good does it do if you win 7 in a row against them, you know? So yeah, that's just my opinion. But with that being said, I wouldn't panic. If they're still playing like this going into like the All-Star break, then yeah, I got to figure out, okay, what's going on? Do I need to change up the lineup? Do I need to put people in different places? Change up the routine a little bit. Maybe the routine they're into is not, you know,
yeah, something's wrong.
Like, all right, I know what I'm going to bat every time. I know I'm going to be cleanup. I know I'm going to be second man. If you're Lindor, you know you're the start off guy. You
exactly.
Know, you start the match.
And that matters. You see how that makes, you see how that makes a difference and how that, what you just said, it makes a huge difference. All right. So if you keep telling a guy, today you're playing third, today you're playing second, today you're playing second, today you're playing third, you know, it confuses people. It goes back to the Rafael Devers. You know what I'm saying? It goes back to that. Think about it. I'm the third baseman. Here comes somebody else that can play third base a little better than I can. Okay, I understand. You want to move him over. You want to make him play third. All right, so if he's playing third, I have to play. You know, I'm DH. All right, cool. So that's it. I'm staying at DH. Now you want me to move over to first. You know what I'm saying? That's a complete opposite of third. You know, like, you're asking for a lot. So, you know, listen, at the end of the day, I think that the Giants are going to, you know, they're going to reap the benefits of having Rafael there, you know? I think he's a great player. Even though he went through all that, he was still hitting the ball. And he's a real baseball player, you know? He pushed all that stuff to the side when he was on the field, and he did his thing. Now, the Mets, yo, once again, yo, they went into this Atlanta series, the last one at Citi Field, right? Batting .215. Yeah, the current one, the last one, yeah. You know, we just, you know, we're about to split it, hopefully. We're in the bottom of the eighth, and maybe,
yeah,
know,
it's a good deal if you're,
you know, if we split this series, it gives us momentum going into Pittsburgh, and then maybe we can take care of Pittsburgh and, you know, keep it pushing, because we need to start winning, man. Now, this is the problem. We were batting .215 with runners in scoring position, you know, like, that's crazy. Like, and then against Atlanta, you know, losing 5 in a row before getting our first win against them, you know, it's 13 games in the division, right? So you lose 5 of those right away, and then you win 1. Now, we win this one, cool. All right. And
yeah,
then we have 2 series left. We have 2 series left, 2 3-game series. So there's 13 games. This is a 4,
yeah, yeah.
And we just played a 3 at your crib at Truist. But yeah,
so
it's bad, man.
Seven,
we're not hitting.
7, 8, 9.
Yeah. So if you win this game,
that makes sense. 3 and 3.
If you win this game, we lost 10 out of the last 13 games. You know? That's crazy.
Yeah, I saw that.
That's crazy. All right. That's the most. And you know, and that 215 was the lowest in the National League, by the way. That runners in scoring position. That's how bad it is, bro. Teams like Miami have a better average when it comes to runners in scoring position. That's crazy. All right.
Yeah, I find it crazy how both the Yankees and the Mets, your crosstown rivals, are both struggling at the same time and similar issues as far as lack of offensive production. The pitching is there. It's just the offense has not been there. Same issue with the Yankees. But
yeah,
they don't
man.
Have like any major injuries that I know of. I don't know. Maybe they do. I feel like Mets have
I don't know.
Injuries.
Yeah, the Mets
but
have
the
a
Yankees
lot of problems
aren't sending,
right now.
You know, they're not sending Volpe to the minors. They're not sending, you know.
No, but the problem is we can afford to do that. We can afford to do that. We can actually afford to do
catcher.
That. Yeah, and you know what's crazy? This is the funniest thing of all. All right, let me explain something to you that doesn't make any sense to me. Like, this guy has a problem. I think this guy is a head case. All right, I don't want to say too much, you know, because one day we might meet him. We don't know where this is going, you know what I'm saying? But I think that this guy is crazy. You know, this guy feeds off of that negative energy. All right, so now the whole team's not hitting. You know who's the only guy hitting right now? Juan Soto. Juan Soto is the only guy hitting. All right? It's crazy, all right? We've witnessed, in a short span, we've witnessed 2 multi-homer games, all right? So he's raking right now. In the month of June, right? 23 games, right? In, because it's 27 for this month. But 23 games in, he's batting .325 with 10 home runs, 18 RBIs, 23 walks. All right? Like, that's insane. All right? That's just for the month of June. He's definitely getting hot. All right? You know, he surpassed Peter in the home runs, team lead, right? Because he's been hitting all these home runs lately. And it's crazy because now he's hitting. But when the team was doing well, he was struggling. You know, so what kind of seesaw effect is this? You know, listen, if that's the case, I'd rather he doesn't hit at all and just continues to walk. He's on pace to, like, I think, pick up like 170-something walks or some shit like that this year. All right? That's crazy. But anyway, what do you think about that crazy number? You think that I'm insane for saying that I think there's something wrong with him? Like, because why are you hitting now when the team is in shambles, you know? Like, you need a team to, like, carry? Like, that's what you need? I don't know.
I don't know why. It's baseball is such a weird sport, you know?
Right? It is.
Because all of a sudden, Soto's doing well. But the problem is the other guys are not picking up. What the Mets are hoping for, to have a Soto-Judge effect where Soto got hot and then Judge also stayed hot. And they want Alonso to get hot and stay hot along with Soto.
Exactly.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Because those are two main guys. Let's be honest. Those are two main guys that really...
That's the force.
To carry that team on the back.
I mean, Lindor can do it. He did it last year.
Lindor's too, but Lindor, I don't worry about because summer months is his season to shine. Soto, the same thing. Alonso, you know, he had a great first 2 months, and then I don't know if he burned out of gas or he lost his mechanics. But I think he'll get it together. So if all those three, if those main three guys get going, then it's going to be great because then you can stretch your lead in the division. And then if you get close to the postseason, you can maybe relax, you know, rest the players a little bit just to give them a little break. That way you get them ready for the postseason. But the frustrating thing about baseball is it's just like football. It was like, in football, if your defense is hot but your offense isn't doing anything, what good is it to have a good defense if you can't score? You know, same thing with the Mets. You know, same thing with baseball. If your pitching is doing great, and that's what's also carried the Mets. Let's not forget about that. Their pitching has outshined more than the offensively, but Alonso seriously carried the whole team. So if he can get it together, then that'd be great. But you also need other players. You can't just rely on three guys, man. You need the
no, Nemo, but we have Nemo.
Nemo has been very consistent. You need McNeil.
Oh my God, has he? He's been doing well. Alvarez, you know, considering
consistent. You need Beatty. Forget about Beatty. McNeil. Taylor to be a little more performative.
No, but we all know that this is why they went and they got Siri and you know the other guy.
Go? Why is he not playing?
He's hurt tibia. You know what I'm saying? So I think. For a while. Yeah, he's supposed to be coming back, you know, but I think he got hurt again. I don't know. There's a lot of problems. Because, you know, Tyrone's not hitting, bro. Tyrone, he gets these hits once in a while, you know, when they matter. And, you know, I like the kid. And I like the fact that his defense is so amazing out there. He's so good at center, you know. But the bat, relax. You know, the team isn't being managed well. It hasn't been managed well this year, and it bothers me. You know, yeah, you know, when they say you have too many, you know, having a lot of players and having a lot of options is a good thing. No, it's not.
It's
a good problem to have. That's what they say. But it's a lie. It's a lie. Because look, we're showing you that it's a problem as well. I think it's worse. I think it's worse.
Yeah, I don't understand. It's because you know this. There's one thing I know about Lindor. He always gets hot, and once he gets hot, he stays hot. You know what I mean? He's like the track runner. He starts out slow, but he finishes hot. And a good thing about baseball, you can get away with that. if you have somebody else. And this year it worked out well because Alonso's been carrying them. Last year they didn't have anyone to carry them.
So that's where they slumped Lindor like that.
Yeah. And that's why they were to come back because Lindor got hot and then
everybody caught on.
Alonso only got hot in the postseason, you know, and which is fine because if he's like Mike Stanton or Juan Carlos Stanton, but he was terrible in the offseason, in the regular season, but got hot in the postseason, guess what? You'll take hot Pete in the postseason any day of the week and be like, yo, let him just come out in September, you know, but that's not how baseball works. But so you know Lindor is going to be the make it. You know Soto is going to make it. The thing is can Pete Alonso get back on the horse? Can Nimmo, you know, get on the horse and keep going and do better? He's consistent as far as, you know, he plays hard and he spreads the ball all around. But you do need him to hit more home runs. And then McNeil has been a disaster. He has him and Beatty are by far the two worst players on my
I don't even understand why they're there. Beatty shouldn't even be there. We should definitely get rid of Beatty, get something in return that we actually need. We don't need him, man. We get Vientos now. What happens to Vientos? Now Vientos is gonna fall apart completely, you know what I'm saying? Because he didn't get a time to make his mistakes. You understand what I'm saying? Like, he did so well for us in the postseason last year. He earned the slot. He earned that base, you know? And I feel like he's getting jerked around now because, you know, Beatty's around and he's hitting right now. Nah, you got to leave that kid on third base. That's his base. Vientos, you know what I'm saying? I'm sorry, but he belongs there. Beatty, you can go anywhere else. You can get a piece for that, a bullpen piece, something, you know, but not.
Or just DFA him.
Yeah, no, well, we can't do that, man, because, you know, then he goes on a revenge tour. Money. You know what I'm saying? Then he goes on a revenge tour. You know what happens? He becomes the guy across the street, you know, with the pinstripes and shit in the Bronx. You know, we don't want all that. You don't need all that, you know? Then the revenge tour starts. You know, he becomes the next Jeter. You know, get the fuck out of here. We just need him, you know, somewhere far away where we don't have to think about him. You know, look what happened with Pete Crow Armstrong, you know what I'm saying, for trying to go after Javi Baez. Look what happened to that kid.
Yeah. No one saw that coming.
Nobody saw that coming, you know? Imagine that. We're talking about we need a center fielder. Jesus Christ, if we had PCA, we wouldn't need shit.
Yeah, so in my opinion, I think the Mets just need... Because the only position you can definitely say you need help in is third base. And, well, not really third base because you have Vientos, but center field for sure. That's your biggest need. So if you get Mullins type of guy or Luis Roberts Jr., then that really fixes a hole and a need. Like I said, it's hard to tell if their pitching staff is going to be can stay as good as they have been so far. Now they're starting to get some injuries, which is kind of not good, but it's not deadly because it's early in the regular season that you just need people that can come in and keep the team afloat until, you know, those guys come back, you know, until your reinforcements come back. If they can do that, then fine. If you can't do that, then you might also have to trade for a starting pitcher. But who are you going to give up to get, you know?
Exactly. This is where the Beatty is.
That's
good. That's where Beatty comes in. That's where McNeil comes in. And we send McNeil with some cash. You know what I'm saying? You know what the problem is? This is a good problem, though, because this is what I'm hoping for, all right? Because you know this for a fact. Now, if you disagree with me, you tell me. But I think if we get Cedric Mullins over here, right? And this is a trade, right? This is a trade. And we want to get rid of some garbage. You know what I'm saying? We're going to call it garbage. We want to get rid of some of that. We toss it over there with whatever it is that they want. You know what I'm saying? Now, if you bring Cedric Mullins over here to New York, right, in Queens, he's going to play every day. So that eliminates the platoon at center field, and you can't carry. Well, you're gonna have to carry a fourth outfielder anyway. So is it gonna be Tyrone, right, Or is it going to be McNeil? Who are you going to keep? You're going to keep...
I'd rather keep Tyrone. Tyrone Taylor, because he's shown that he can be productive in the outfield at best. McNeil hasn't proven you nothing, not even in the outfield. He's horrible defensively, and his bat has been nowhere. But the problem is who's going to want him? We make it sound like it's easy. Hey, here you go, you want him? It's like other teams, they do watch.
Nah.
Of
course they watch, Of course they know what's going on.
You'll get more for Tyrone Taylor than you would for McNeil. That's what I'm saying.
Man, I don't think so. I think that, you know why? McNeil is a little bit more attractive to teams. Let me explain to you why. Because, all right, he's a true left fielder. He's shown us this year that he can play second, right? He can play left, and he can play center. And I think, his hitting is just, to me, so bad. He gets so frustrated up there at the plate. He's huffing and puffing. His eyes are the size of, I don't know. He's crazy, man. That guy's crazy. There's something wrong with that guy for sure. And we don't need him anymore. He messes with the dynamic of the team. I don't know. So we finally pulled that off, by the way. We split that series. All right, now we have some sort of momentum, not like last week when we...
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Needed to win the series against the Phillies, and we needed that game in the rubber match, and we couldn't pull it off. And that pissed me off so bad. We needed that momentum going back to Citi Field, Because we got smoked by Atlanta, got swept, and then we went to the Phillies, and we lost the series as well. Like, come on, man. But yeah, man, I hope that, we figure it out, man. Montas, hopefully, like I said, Montas, 5 innings, 3 hits, none earned, 3 walks, 5 Ks, 80 pitches. That's not bad for his first outing, this year. Listen, from a guy that had, a terrible rehab, 12.05. That was the exact number. I exaggerated earlier. I said 12.7 some shit, right? But nah, it's 12.05. He had serious problems, but he was hitting the gun at 98, So I'm hoping this works out for us because we actually need him. Now he's not just a guy that we have. He's a guy that we're actually going to need to win more games. And hopefully that works out. But, we're going to talk about something coming up, man. Now, you know what's coming up. You know what's happening soon. We're coming into the, time of year. The season went by so fast. July, August, September. Boom. Let's go. Postseason. So this is the
versus the Pretenders.
Exactly. This is definitely the back nine right here. And
back nine of the first half.
Exactly, the back nine, This is in golf, it's the back nine, the last nine holes. And you know what? I get excited when I play back there. When I'm playing around the back nine, that's where it's at. That's where you get tough. When you say, all right, I gotta hunker down. But anyway, we're talking about what needs to get done, what you think might happen, these things. But before we go there, we have a tough road. We're going to be playing you guys very shortly. We got the Brewers coming up. The Brewers are a tough out. Then we got the Yankees. And then we have Baltimore. For bragging rights this year, me and Lasha are going down. We both kind of suck right now. Hopefully our problem will be done, over by the time we get around to you guys. But yeah, that's what's coming up for this month. Coming up. Now, we want to talk about what's going on with you guys, Baltimore.
Let's go back to
the Yankee series. That's where we're going to start this conversation right there, okay? This is where we're going to start this conversation. And we're going to talk about your team as a whole, right? Because, you know, you're going to say a lot of negative shit about your team because I know you already. But I'm going to give you some good stats here. For example, you're 13-10 for the month of June, all right? With 4 games left in the month, all right? So that's pretty good. That's no, 3 games of off.
Oh, yeah, 4 games. Yeah, sorry.
You know what I'm saying? And now... Yeah. In the last 7 games, you guys are hitting what as a team? You guys are hitting 184. That's the problem right there. As a collective, in the last 7 games, you guys have been hitting like shit. All right? As a collective. But you're 13-10 for the month, which is incredible. Which is, I don't even understand how you pulled that off. Because, you know, you did a lot of sweeping. That's what it was.
And that then, okay. And the pitching has gotten better.
Yeah. Of course, you can't win without that, right? So then you play Texas.
Yeah.
You play, right?
Well, the what Yankees, happened? Go back to Yankees.
Okay, you want to go back to the Yankees? Oh, talk yeah, to
Because they won the first first game, they came back, won 5-3, looked good. The second game, they got beat up. The third game was what pissed me off the most because both pitchers for the guy for the Yankees and I think it was Will Warren pitched for the Yankees on Sunday and versus Dean Kramer. And Dean Kramer's been doing well lately. He went 7-plus innings, only giving up 1 run. They should have won the game. They're winning 2-1 when he left. And the offense just can't. That's the biggest disappointment this year is the offense is not producing. It was the top of the eighth, a man off first and second, and they got nobody across the plate.
That makes
no
sense.
One was a pop out. The other one was a double play, and the inning's over, and it's just like. So the biggest disappointment this year has been their hitting because we knew going into the season that the rotation was going to be messed up with all the injuries and people who left. So you knew that was going to be a weakness. But we did not think the offense would be batting, you know, below 200 average combined.
Yeah, combined.
Rutschman has been a disappointment. Now he's on the IL. Henderson, he's been a disappointment. And then... Holiday, he's okay. He's staying, you know, he's batting. His average is okay, but he doesn't hit home runs. He's just a spray hitter, but it does you no good.
Doesn't matter.
But the thing is like Baltimore's so consistent. 1 minute they'll score 10 runs, and the next minute they score none, you know. Or they'll go against Texas, have a great first game, have a good second game, lose in overtime, and then the second game they get one hit by DeGrom. I was like, what the hell are you doing? Like,
Yeah, I mean, but that, whoa, don't talk about DeGrom because DeGrom is killing it right there. I got some stats for you coming
He's
up.
Killing check everybody.
Out. He's killing everybody. Okay, exactly. He's killing everybody. But check this out, man. So, yeah, that Yankee series, that definitely fucked you up. You know what I'm saying? Listen, you scored 7 runs in that whole series. That's insane to me. All right? Because you know you got to produce when you play the Yankees because they're going to produce runs. All right? They scored 9 in the second game. You scored none. All right, that's crazy. You scored 5 runs in the first game. That's how you pulled that one off, 5-3. That's 7 runs, man. They had, 7. They had 16 runs, man. And then Texas, of course. Texas did it to, you know, you did it to Texas in the first game, 6-0. I know you were happy. Then Texas beat you out in the extras, which is crazy. That's a good fight, you know, but you lost it. It's okay. And then,
yeah, and now we got Tampa Bay.
But let's talk about how you got shut out. Hit, you got shut out there too. In the last game,
one hit.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Look at that. So look at that. Once again, you guys score nothing. 11 runs in 3 games. But you got, you know, you guys, you were doing well, and then you started to fall apart again. You know. And you have a tough road. It's funny. You know what's funny? Because it's going to be a weird, you know, July for you, right? So after the Rangers, right?
Yeah,
It's a four-game series. It's a 4-game series.
In Atlanta.
And no. You have the Rangers, right? For 4 games.
No,
you're playing them right
Rangers.
Now.
We've finished. It was the 4-game series. We lost.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha,
then
gotcha.
We have Tampa Bay for 3. Then we go to, I think, Texas for 4. Texas and Atlanta. So,
in
if
July?
They want to be serious contenders, yes. They start July with Texas and the Yankees.
Yes, and then they play Atlanta. Exactly. Then they play the Mets, and then they play the Mets, which is crazy. So right there, it's City all connected. Field, yeah, no, in Baltimore.
Oh.
Yeah, Baltimore. You go. Baltimore goes to Truist, so I know you're going to that game. So both of your teams are playing
we'll
each
see.
Other.
I don't know, because I got to work this weekend. If I got to work that weekend, then I won't be going.
Nah, get out of here.
I'm going to Yankee game. I'm going to Yankee game with my father.
You're crazy, bro. So wait a minute. So on July 4th,
if I work that weekend...
July 4th.
Yes, I work that weekend.
That's why I'm calling out sick, bro.
No, not me.
Yo, July 4th, your two teams are playing each other in your neighborhood where you don't have to jump on a plane and watch. You can just go to Truist Park, grab a glizzy and a water. I know your style. You'll get a beer if I'm with you, but you won't get a beer on your own. You know? So you're not going to be there for that? You're crazy, bro. Anyway, you have a tough road. Now, we're going to be talking about a couple of things before we go. The top five deadline candidates, all right? So for some reason, this is what pops up out there. I don't even understand how this is even possible because this guy's still hurt. But Alex Bregman, the third baseman for the Boston Red Sox, what are the Boston Red Sox doing right now? They want to win or they want to lose? Like, what are they doing? So, the chance of a trade. All right. And who would be interested in that?
Oh, the Mets.
The Mets, Chicago,
they need a third baseman.
And the Yankees. Yeah. I mean, we don't need a third baseman, man. We just need to put Vientos back on his base and leave it alone. That's all we have to do. And get rid of the garbage around him. And then figure out what we're going to do with Mauricio. And Acuna. We have to figure that out because I think we need Acuna on our team. And I also feel like Mauricio needs to play as well.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. So you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
But now, how do we fit all that stuff into that team? Make Mauricio the DH? How do you fit that? Oh, you platoon Mauricio and Acuna at DH in second? Do you do that?
Yeah, keep them on the bench, yes, because they make good players off the bench.
No. I'm not saying that. I'm saying no. You put Acuna on second.
You mean rotate them?
Yes, you put Acuna on second, right? You DH Mauricio. And then if vice versa, you want to switch it out, you put him.
I would send McNeil and Beatty to Syracuse and keep Acuna and Mauricio.
You can't send McNeil to Syracuse because he's gonna
he's gonna hit free agency.
Exactly.
So who cares? Why do you care? You don't need him. Why do you want
to pay him?
Do anything for you?
They have to pay him. You want to get something in return.
What are you gonna?
How
get
crazy
for
is
him?
That?
He has no value.
Listen,
get,
that's not true. Think about this. You say that, right? And look what happened to Travis Darnold, right? In New York, my man couldn't even throw the second, bro. He couldn't even throw to the pitcher. Back to the pitcher. He couldn't hit. This guy had the yips. He was fucked up.
Why
in the
worried
game.
About what he's gonna do if he leaves your team? Who cares?
No. It's not about that. I don't care what he does or who he plays for. I want something
you don't
in return.
To make the Mets look bad.
I don't want, of course not. I want something in return for that. You know what I'm saying? Because we pay for that.
What do you think you're gonna get for him? Can you get
for him? I mean, listen, he's no Tommy Pham. You know, he can't play for anybody.
For second base?
No, it doesn't matter what we get for it. Nah. You know, I want a package deal with him. You know what I'm saying? Okay, this is how I would do it. All right, this is how I'm gonna do it. You need pitching, right? You need pitching. So I throw McGill at you, and I throw
Tyrone Taylor,
and Mullins, right? So that fixes your problem. No, I'm not gonna throw Tyrone at you. I'm going to throw McNeil at you because he's a center fielder. He can play center field. So I'm going to throw that at you, right? And I'm going to throw half of his contract at you. So that gives you controllability for this year and next year until you figure out what you're going to do with your center field situation. He's going to play center field for you. for a very low amount of money because the Mets are going to give you half of it. So that's a win-win for you. And you get the starting pitcher that you need. So I don't want to, you know what I'm saying? Like, and that, and I get Cedric Mullins as a rental. And I'm fine with that because I'll be able to sign Cedric if he's interested in playing for the Mets. You know what I'm saying? Because at this point, you know what I'm saying? At this point, after that, he makes a decision. Am I going to free agency or am I going to have this chit-chat with the Mets? You know what I'm saying? I'm a businessman. I'm looking now for Mr. Stearns. I think Mr. Stearns can definitely get something out of McNeil. And that's how you do it right there. Not just, you know, DFA him, send him with his money so the Yankees or so anybody else can pick him up. Get out of here with that shit. I guarantee you when Craig listens to this shit, he's going to be laughing because he's like, Lash is fucking crazy.
It would be great if you send McNeil to Philadelphia.
I would love that. And he become there. No. You know what's going to happen? He's going to become a villain. He's going to become the next, what's his name? Reese Hoskins? He's going to be, not Hoskins. What's the other guy? The guy that used that played for, not him, the guy that played for Milwaukee last year. Milwaukee? Maybe. Ex-Philly.
Hoskins playing for Milwaukee.
Exactly. That's the guy I'm talking about. Exactly. That's the guy I'm talking about, bro.
Either way.
The villain. He's a Mets villain. All right. Listen.
If Baltimore only wants a pitcher and they know have a center fielder, the only way they take McNeil is if they know it's like an opt out after the first year. You know what I mean? After the second year. Like at the end of the season, he can opt out and they can opt out. Like, we're going to just let you walk because we have, you know, prospects in the minor leagues that can play that position. You know what I mean? Because you know they're not going to give him all that money. You know,
of course not. But now, okay, so number two on the list, once again, which is really, really weird to me. I'm still trying to figure out what Boston is doing. This is another rumor. So they're saying that Jaren Duran is going to be out there, you know, 25% chance. I'm like, I was like, that guy? Man, I would love to have that guy on my team. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, and the Mets would be interested because they need that, you know. We can make him, he can play center for us, you know. And, But Atlanta, San Diego, Cleveland, Kansas City, San Francisco, Philadelphia, they're all interested. But I think we have a shot at that. But what would we give up for that? That's the problem. Same thing. Hey, take Beatty.
Would you rather Duran or Mullins?
Ooh, man, they're both electric,
Duran,
bro.
He's younger.
Yeah, they're both electric, though. They're both electric. I could see both of them wearing
younger,
the uniform.
And you have more, I think you have more controllability with Duran than you do you know, yeah. if you have like 3 years of controllability, I would take Duran because he's younger and you don't have to pay him right away. You can let him stay on your team for 2 years. Now you got a center fielder for 3 years. In that time, you can figure out, you know, if you can
situation.
Bring somebody up on the minors or somebody sign somebody else. Who knows?
Yeah. It's interesting. If that guy's up for grabs, that's crazy. I would love to see him landing on the Mets. Either one, Cedric or him.
A lot for him.
I know that's the problem. We would have to trade a lot for him. But I would definitely get rid of McNeil. I would get rid of Beatty. I would get rid of Tyrone.
I would get
all three of those guys. I would send all three of those guys over there right now.
And they probably want like Mauricio.
I know. They're not getting that. They know better.
Either way.
That wouldn't work. So I will give them Beatty. I'll be like, listen, you can play him now. He has experience. You know how to do it. If you want to send him back down to give him more experience, you can do that as well. He's used to it anyway. He goes up and down anyway. And then you have Tyrone, who can play every day. Great defensive player. You can use him. And, you know, it's up to you. We're sending half of the money as well. If you want him, we'll send half of the money. You can take him because we're not going to need him anymore because we're going to take your guy. You know what I'm saying? And he's going to play. We're going to take Duran, and he's going to play center field for us. So you can take this guy. He plays center field. He's great defensively. And that's what it is. Take that guy, and we'll give you McNeil, who also will give you half of that money. You can take that, and you can keep him for a couple of years. Now, the next guy is Sandy Alcantara. I know you need him for sure. You need him bad.
Well, we're not going to be training for him.
I mean, 60% chance he's going. 60% chance. But he's definitely going.
They'd have to be in playoff contention. That's not happening. So Baltimore would be out of it. Someone like, I don't know who would need him.
But Lasha, you keep forgetting. You keep putting yourself out, but there's 3 months of baseball left, right? And on top of that, you're only 6 games out of the wild card. So if you figure out the problem, I think the problem is the pitcher. They get hot, they can get into a wild card, and then they can figure it out from there. Then the season starts all over again. It's not over yet.
No, but if for me to be considered a player, you would need to be at least 5 games under 500 by All-Star break. That's 2 weeks away. They're 12 under right now.
No.
You'd have to have a massive win streak.
No,
so
you're like,
it's capable. It's capable, but it's going to be hard because you got Texas again. Texas is not a great team. Baltimore just, I don't know. They got what? We got Texas, then Tampa Bay, Texas, and Atlanta. So you might be able to take 2 out of 3 from Atlanta. I don't think so. Because Atlanta, and if you look at the Orioles record and Atlanta record, they're very similar. Only difference is the Braves are what now 5 games under 500, whereas the Orioles are 12 games currently as we speak. That's the only difference. But they're 2 under 500 performing teams playing against each other. So it could go either way in that series. Texas has been inconsistent. The offense is inconsistent, So what's carried them so far is their pitching. But Texas Rangers are, 1 game under 500. So, and they were expected to do well because they had all these starting pitchers. And they have a good lineup. Everyone's underperformed. Jonah Heim is underperformed. Adolis Garcia, he strikes out every day. It's just like, and then Lowe, I think Nathaniel Lowe, I think that's the first baseman.
Yeah, he's nice.
Their problem is their offense. They're inconsistent. They have good pitching. I think they still have Evaldi. DeGrom has carried that pitching.
Yeah, you got to love it.
A chance. Tampa Bay, I like a chance against Tampa Bay.
Me too. I like – the way they played us, I hope they make it.
They crush
the Yankees.
Tampa Bay. They take 2 out of 3 from Tampa Bay. That'd be great. You take 2 out of 3 from Texas and take 2 out of 3 from Atlanta. Okay, now, you're still under 500, but I still think if it's the trade deadline and they're like a couple games under 500, I'd still sell because you just don't have enough to get. You would have to get above 500 and then like really know for sure, like, I'm going to get that last wild card spot.
You got to play for it. No, you guys have to play for that, man. You guys can't.
Really hard.
You guys can't just tank. Can't tank, bro. It's crazy. So number 4. You can't tank, bro. Number 4, Freddy Peralta from the Milwaukee Brewers. There's a 20% chance he might be moving. You know what I'm saying? Boston is interested. Houston, Toronto. Yeah, exactly.
Milwaukee is only, 9 games above 500? They're okay.
They're okay, bro.
They're doing all right. They're staying afloat, so they're not doing that bad. But that's actually a good division this year. Minus Pittsburgh, everybody but Pittsburgh is above 500. Cincinnati's floating around 500. St. Louis is St. Louis. Chicago has just been, lights out. But they've lost a couple games too. They lost to Seattle a couple times, so that kind of hurt them. So I think the Cubs win that division, so Milwaukee could be a wild card team. So if they become a wild card team, why would they trade away a pitcher? You know what I mean? For them to do that, they would have to know by the deadline. Okay, because right now they have the second wild card spot. So if today's season ended today, they have the second wild card spot. They're only 2 games behind Philadelphia for the first wild card spot. So right now, there's no way they could trade Peralta unless you got another starting pitcher in return, or you got something blown away.
Yeah.
Or you have a good prospect pitcher in the minors that you're ready to call up, and you just need to make space for him. So the only way to make space is to get rid of Peralta, but I don't see that happening.
Yeah, I don't know.
So,
I don't, it's weird. That's the rumor.
You know what's the team that would see trade starting pitching? Would be San Diego, because Dylan Cease has been god-awful. I think he just needs a change of place. The problem with San Diego is they have their right now they're half a game out of the second wild card spot. But they're just inconsistent. They started out hot, and ever since they've been starting pitcher has
been
underperforming.
But you know what happened to them? This is what happened to them. All right? The same way it was set up for us, right? We played Atlanta for three at their crib. Then we went to Philly and played in their crib. And then we came home and played Atlanta for four games. So those 10 games, right, was all divisional. The same test was given to the Dodgers. The only difference was is the Dodgers passed the test. Because they were sitting on top of the division. They were playing the number two and three teams in the division. Because they played San Diego. Then they played the Giants. And then they played San Diego again. So I believe they played seven games with San Diego. And those three with the Giants, right? And the Dodgers won all three of those series. That's something that I was hoping the Mets would have done against the Phillies and the Braves, but of course not. But the last guy on the list is Eugenio Suarez, third baseman, Arizona. 50% chance he might be on the move. He's on a contract year. He's 34 years old, though. So at this point, that's a true rental because nobody's going to sign Eugenio for a multi-year contract at the age of 34 at the trade deadline. I don't think so. So,
yeah, and also Arizona's in, they're in contention for a wild card spot too. So I don't know how eager they are. The problem with Arizona, man, their best pitcher is out for the year, man. Corbin Burns, that really took a stinger to them.
Yeah, you sure you're not happy about that? I think you're happy for that because you're like, fuck it. So he's hurt, so you know.
No, don't get me wrong. I was glad that he was gone. Sad that he's gone. But no, you don't want to see him get hurt. But you know, he wasn't having like a lights out year for them. It's just weird. He'll be fine, but their problem is, you know, their offense is inconsistent too. It seems like a trend in the whole league. Every team's offense has been struggling.
Yeah.
You know, there's not like like Chicago and Colorado, Rockies, and Baltimore. It's like those are three teams that definitely have the worst starting rotations, you know, in my opinion, you know, based on ERA. But besides that, you know, Detroit has a good rotation. The Mets have a good rotation. Believe it or not, Pittsburgh has a good starting rotation. They just have no offense.
Yeah.
You know, so on.
Exactly.
So on.
No, so
the Yankees, they have a good rotation. It's just the offense is, you know, falling asleep. You know, Toronto, they have a good rotation. What's the problem? The offense is falling asleep. Texas, good rotation. Offense is falling asleep. So everyone has the same problem. So the question is in the second half, which one of those teams I just named are where all three phases are going to click? You know, I guess two phases, offense and pitching. You know,
at the same time?
At the same time. And if that can happen, then you're going to run away in the second half. There are teams that could do that. You know, that's what happened with the Mets last year.
Yeah.
Both the pitching and offense got hot at the right time. And they got on the same page. And they just wrote,
smoked
all the way to the NLCS.
Yeah, they smoked.
And they just, you know, they ran out of, they just ran into a buzzsaw in the Dodgers. So is there a team that right now that could do that? I don't know. Right now, it's hard to tell. Could there be a team? Sure, any team. If the Mets can do it, who knows? Anyone else can do it. But right now, Arizona is Suarez. He's getting older. I know someone wants to, you know.
I mean, a rental for the whole season.
Yeah, you get a rental. But for them to do that, they would have to say, okay, we're not making the playoffs this year. We'll let you go, and you go somewhere else to a contender.
And get your ring.
Hey, maybe the Mets. Well, I don't know if the Mets would.
No.
I don't know who needs a third baseman in the American League, in the NL, but who knows?
You never know what's going to happen.
They got Chaz Chisholm. He's been good for them.
Oh, yeah, he has. I know he has. That's not a lie.
He's been good. Who else? Chicago's okay. I don't know the third baseman off the top of my head. The Cubs, I mean. So they would have to, for them to trade him, they would have to say, okay, Arizona would have to say, we're not making the playoffs. And you're going to be a free agent at the end of the year. We'll just let you go and go play somewhere else. That's the only way that happens. But if they're, as long as they're in the playoff contention, I don't see them training. Especially if he's been a key contributor offensively, which he has been. Him and Marte have been done a pretty good job carrying that team so far. Considering the fact that their starting rotation has been shaky, that's without, even when Burns was pitching, their rotation wasn't not as productive as they expected it to be. So,
yeah, it's crazy, right?
Yeah, I don't know.
So now, I don't know if you heard what happened the other day. Speaking of the Arizona Diamondbacks, you know, it's a good transitional phase. You know, the Ketel Marte, you just mentioned him, right? So there was some asshole. Yeah, exactly. There was some asshole in the stands, right, when they were in Chicago, right, playing the Sox. And some guy was talking shit about the guy's mom, you know, and Marte just started tearing up. And apparently his mom had passed away in a car accident a while back. So, you know, they actually... Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off. Go ahead. No,
go
ahead.
No, go ahead.
Okay, so apparently... excuse me. The guy got banned. I don't know how long for, or, you know, visit all stadiums, just that park. I don't know, but the guy got banned. He's 22 years old, this asshole. You know, like, you know, lesson learned. I don't know. Maybe he thinks he's, you know, I don't know. But it's sad. It's sad.
I'm sorry, but getting banned from a baseball is not the end of the world. That's not really a punishment. Okay, I just can't go to games anymore. You know what I mean? Yeah. Now, okay, now the reason why Ketel Marte was able to hear it, because it was in Chicago. They're a horrible team. They have no fans in the stands. So you literally hear everything that a fan is saying. No, I'm all for, you know, I've heckled, you know, we jokingly heckled the other team, blah, blah, blah. But
they can't hear it.
You don't do it in sports or in life. Even in our job, you know, we say, listen, you want to be mad at me, patient, fine. Be mad at me, maybe because you know, I'm too slow at doing my job, or I didn't, you know, give you the proper treatment, whatever, fine. But don't come at me personally and attack my family. Same thing with baseball. These guys are baseball players. It's a kid's game. What does his mother have to do with him playing the game at the moment? It's completely irrelevant. And that guy definitely knew that his mom had passed away, because
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Why would you say something like that?
Exactly. Yeah.
Because he knew how to get under his skin. Maybe Martin was killing the White Sox and he wanted to attack him. So he's a moron. He deserves to be kicked out. In my opinion, I would ban him from all MLB stadiums just to really set a tone. It's like those guys in New York last year who got banned for ripping the ball against Mookie Betts in the World Series.
Yeah,
but that
was
just against the Yankees. So the baseball has to do something, because if you don't, then more fans are gonna be like, "Hey, all right, cool. Next time I go to, you know, Truist Park, I could hackle the crap out of, you know,
a specific player because no
Rutschman,
information,
whatever, in Baltimore, you know."
Yeah, you know, fuck that. You know, can't do that shit.
It's just
that's wrong.
Stupid. Or even if the family member is alive, I could be like, "Hey, your mom's a whore, you stupid," you know, something like that. That's just terrible. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Nobody wants to hear.
I don't appreciate that.
You have to. Yeah. Baseball had to do that. I don't know if they banned him from other places, but Chicago, yeah, that's the right thing to do. I think I'd ban him permanently because all right, what's it to him if you get banned for the year? Nothing. You come back next year and do it again. You know, he didn't lose anything. Now, what they should do is they should make him pay for, they should have him, let's say he bought front row. It sounds like they have front row seats, pretty close. So let's just say those tickets were $300. I'd make him a penalty. Not only that, I'd make him pay $1,000 fee for as a punishment as well, along with that. Because if you dig into someone's pocket, that's going to hurt him. A Joe Blow like you, if you told me I got to pay $1,000 for being a jackass, that's going to hurt more than me.
I
mean,
think about it. They had the money in their pocket to pay for that ticket, though. So they have the money.
But still. But anyway, you hit him. You double hit him. So not only did he get kicked out of the game, he lost that money. You not, okay, you want to do that? Fine. Because it's no different. Think about it. Look at Jazz Chisholm Jr., right? He's going to get suspended because he hackled the crap out of the umpire the other day. He gets a fine for yelling and bashing at the umpire. So why can't fans get penalized for harsh, you know? Now, depends on, you know, you got, there's got to be a discrepancy, you know. If I say, you know, why do you swing at Michael Harris? You suck. You swing at a garbage. You know, am I getting kicked out for that? No, that's no. Fine. I'm attacking him personally. I'm not attacking him personally. I'm attacking him about his game.
But yeah, but you come on and say, Michael fuck Harris, you, bro. You suck.
If I say Michael Harris, you suck because of the color of your skin, then yeah, that's very dangerous.
That's,
you
know, dangerous.
What I mean? Or if I say, oh, well, Tani, you suck because you can't speak English. That's offensive. That's personal.
Yeah.
But so anything that's personal and it is caught and you're caught red-handed, you must pay a fine. Now, I don't know where that money goes to, maybe. Or you pay a fine, and then the MLB will donate that money to a charity of their choice.
I think yes, that's a good way that's fine, yeah.
But you have to make it hurt. Because think about it. If you're a fan, okay? Okay, for example, if that was you, right, and you got banned from Citi Field, how badly are you going to be hurt? Yeah, it's going to suck.
Cause it's going to suck, fan. Bro.
It's going to hurt, bro. Because, you know, now you can never go to a game, and you like the Mets, you know, and there's going to be – you're going to miss out – exciting moments down the line.
Oh yes,
but so that might crush you. But if you're a team like Chicago, you know, or you're someone like me, like I enjoy going to the games, like I enjoy going to Braves games, but I'm not a season ticket. I don't go all the time. It's not do or die for me. You know what I mean? I'm very happy sitting at home, watching the game on the phone or listening on the radio, doing DoorDash, whatever it is. See, that's to me, I look at baseball as a luxury. It's for some people, that's what they saved up for. That's their retirement goal, you know what I mean? So that's their life right there. So for this guy, it doesn't look like it was his life because he's only 20 years old.
Yeah.
Who knows? It's probably the only game he's gone to. Who knows?
Who knows?
And but the fact that he knew that information, which is interesting, so that tells you it's premeditated.
Exactly. Perfect word for that. Perfect word.
And I'm guessing that Marte was killing them and he got fed up. And he said, well, let me just go after him personally, which is stupid. Anyway, fans are stupid. You know why that's called fanatic? Fanatic, dumbasses. Fans are stupid. They don't think with their brain. They don't think logically. You know, we as fans, we take our games way too personal when we don't need to. These players don't. And do you think anybody on the Baltimore Orioles know who I am? No. Do you think anybody on the Braves know who I am? No, they don't
know. Not yet.
You're
not
a
hole
in the wall. You know what I mean?
Not yet.
You know what I mean? They don't know. They don't know jack shit. You know what I mean?
So listen to me, man.
They don't care, you know.
It's crazy.
All they care about is the money. You're paying, you know, the organizations. They just care. All right, you just gave me $80 to go watch the Orioles and Braves in Truist Park. You know what I mean? That's all they care about is money, you know. But you gotta have decorum. Because think about it. What would happen if Ketel Marte went up to that fan and said, "Hey, I heard your mother died, you son of a bitch. I'm glad she died." What happened?
That's, you know, fucked, what I mean? Up. Yeah, it's
fucking terrible. He would be put on blast. He'd be suspended. He'd be in today's cancel culture, the Diamondbacks would have to release him. So I think what they should do is not only actually, here's another punishment. Not only should that fan be kicked out, that fan should have to pay $1,000 fine. And three, that whatever employer has hired that guy, he should be fired from that job. You really set a precedent because think about it. That guy represents a company just like you and I. You represent FDNY. I represent Children's Health Care of Atlanta. So if I act a fool while working, or even if I'm not working and everyone knows it, guess what? They're going to fire you. That's what should happen to this fan. He should be fired from his job. Then you make it really hurt.
That usually happens. Yeah, you know that, right? Well, social media gets caught. Gets caught up in that and then it's over.
Yeah, you lose it. That's why they always say, like, the only two times people are honest is when they're angry. But my thing is what would motivate someone to say something stupid about a ball player's mother? Who cares? I'm there. I could care less about their family. I'm there to see that guy hit a home run. Or
that's it.
I'm there to see my team hit a home run. I could care less. Okay, if Marte hits a home run on my team, like, God damn it, I hate you, Marte, just because he hit a home run. Not because of the person he is. I might still, Marte, you still suck. You just got lucky. I might say that. But to go after someone, their family, you are just a low-life scumbag.
Yeah, you're a piece of shit.
Everything bad should come after you. You know what I mean? And you know what he's going to say? You know, they always say, oh, I didn't mean to offend any. If you didn't mean to offend it, then why'd you say it? I hate when they do that. Every player does it.
After they get caught, and you know.
After they caught, they're like, oh, I'm so sorry, Bob. They got on that fake, Bob. I didn't mean to do the damage is done. I just don't understand what my guess was he was drunk, because there's no way a normal sane person would say that thing. Same thing what happened in Pittsburgh with that guy that fell over the stands. That guy was probably drunk. He was drunk. He was given alcohol. You think he would have fell over if he was sober? No. That's why, when I go to public events, I don't drink much, because I'm afraid I don't want to say something that I'm going to regret or get beat up.
Yeah, but that's the good part about that one. The guy that got him the beer because he was underage. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know, got arrested for that. So that's a good thing, you know. So somebody actually got penalized for that.
Someone's got to be accountable. Yeah. You have to be held accountable.
Of course, 1,000%. So before we, you know, set off, we're going to talk about, you know, the baseball classic is coming up, right?
So
Team USA, Team USA, my dad's too, my dad loves it. The Team USA already has guys that have signed on the dotted line. And
Judge.
Of course, Judge is number one, right? Guess who
Bobby
else?
Bobby Witt just confirmed.
Yes, he did. And Mr. Paul Skeens.
Paul Skeens, oh my God.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be hot.
Paul Skeens is going to be the Mike Trout of pitchers. He's going to be on the team. He's going to be dedicated, and he'll never win a ring. It's going to be sad.
It's not going to happen like that. He's going to make, you know, he's going to build a team for the Pirates when they let him go. They have to do it as soon as possible. Because if they did it right now, I feel like they would miss out on something. Like, he brings in a lot of revenue, right? And they can keep him for a while. And then when there's like 2 years of controllability left, that's when they can dangle him and say, all right, who wants Paul Skeens? And they'll get a lot back, you know?
Yeah,
and then, you know, because if you send them off now, how much are you asking for with all that controllability? That's a lot. That's too much. You know? He's already...
Yeah, because Pittsburgh's going to want position players plus
farm.
Pitching. Most likely pitching up position players, because they do have a good pitching system, you know?
That'd be crazy.
Pretty good pitching. So I don't know.
So, I don't know, but it's interesting, right? It's an interesting question, but... We shall see, but I don't think it's going to happen until he has like 2 years left on that little bullshit contract. But, okay, so hitter of the week, we're going with Juan Soto, 4-for-5 with 2 homers, 4 RBIs, 11-4 win over the Phillies on the 21st. All right, let me explain something to you.
2 home runs against the Braves yesterday.
This guy right now, like, I don't know what the hell is going on, but the month of June, you know, like I said, 10 home runs, 18 RBIs, 23 walks versus May. But you can see it ramping up, though. You can kind of see it. Because in May, he had 6 home runs. He had 15 RBIs and 20 walks, you know. So May and June, you can see the difference. You can see it's just the numbers getting better by the day. In the last 7 days, he's hit 5 home runs, all right? Now he's earning his money. All right. You look at it, you know, he's earning his money. But it's funny because his whole team is shit right now. He's the only guy hitting. I love it. You still earn the Hit of the Week award. Now, the other guy
it's still kind of cold in New York, so it's starting to get hot. It's a good time. You know, that ball travels in the city field. When it gets hot and you're right on the lake, that ball's going, the air gets thinner, the ball goes further. I wouldn't worry about it. That's why earlier we talked about in a previous episode, like, should we panic about Soto struggling? I said, nah. It's too early. He's too good to struggle. You know?
Yeah.
I think we just want something to talk about, and the Yankee fans got all giddy about it. Ooh, look at him. He's sucking butt in Queens. Blah, blah, blah. He told you he should have never left. Shut up. He's just changing weather, you know? So... But for the Mets, they got to get all those guys. The 3 main guys got to get on a hitting barrage and just start producing.
Yeah,
you
I agree.
Have, oh, okay, Soto gets hot. Okay, now he gets slow. And now, you know, Nimmo starts getting hot all of a sudden. And then Lindor gets hot. No, 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 no. You can't have that. That's
yeah, but now it's so weird.
Because your division's trash.
Yeah, but nah, but the weird thing is that, I don't know, now Nimmo's hitting second and shit. Like, it's like a lot of weird shit going on in this team. But anyway, pitcher of the week. And this guy is not only getting the pitcher of the week, he's getting, like, the pitcher, you know, he's getting acknowledgement, all right? Now we're starting to see numbers. We're starting to see that he can handle it, all right? Do we miss him a little bit? Of course, it's DeGrom. DeGrom made me smile, you know what I'm saying? DeGrom was the guy that, you know, when he was pitching, you're like, yeah, today's going to be a good day, you know? But listen, 12 straight starts, no more than 2 earned runs. 12 straight. He did that 12 times in a row. All right? Let me explain something to you. Right now, he's 8-2. All right? You know that? Oh, my God. That's amazing. And his ERA is 2.08. 94 Ks. All right, this guy is doing crazy shit right now. Once again, he started all over again. In the last, you know, week, pitched twice, 13 innings, 6 hits, 2 runs, bro, 2, 3 walks, 14 Ks.
Yeah, he's been out.
Yeah, he's been crazy with
it. Texas did not think they would get that type of.
Nah, they did because they invested, bro. They invested. They knew they didn't know. So they just, you know, they bet on it. Say, you know what? Let's give this guy the money now. We're gonna need him later, and it was working. Yeah. Like, it's working. Good investment, guys. You know, like, definitely the numbers are there. He's back in town. All right. Now, trivia. You're not gonna get this one. Now you're gonna get it. I have a
trivial
feeling you're gonna
pursuit.
Get it. So check this out. Can you name the pitcher who led the MLB in wins from 2010 to 2019 with 161
wins? 161
wins. Ooh. Yeah, in the decade. Yeah. So, who led the MLB in that time frame? All right, I can give you some hints, you know what I'm saying?
2010? Hold up. 2010. So that means this person must have just retired recently? Yeah, there's no way they're still playing. Maybe they are. I'd say recently retired, within like 2020,
2021. Okay, if you say so. Give me a guess, though.
Okay.
If that's the route you're going. But if you want to get, if you want a hint, I can give you a hint.
I'm going to keep guessing.
No, okay.
No, because it, I want to break it down.
Okay, break it down.
So, since 2010, who's still...
From 2010 to 2019.
The only guy I could think of, he's still pitching. Chris Sale?
Nope.
Of the Braves? He's still pitching. He's been around for a while, no?
Yeah.
It's not him? That's my guess.
It's not him.
Wow. Are you Zach Wheeler?
No. Not around for that. I don't think he... I don't remember when he came,
but
it's not Zach.
I don't know.
You don't know?
Is there someone that I would know once you said the name?
All right, I'll give you a hint.
Yeah, give me a hint.
He was once... Okay. He's played for two of the teams that Juan Soto has played for. And
Strasburg only played for the Nationals, so that doesn't work. He played for two of the teams, so either he played for either the Nationals or the Padres or the Yankees, or the Yankees and the Padres.
So Soto and him
or
have
the
both
Mets
played,
too, if you count the current team. He played for the Mets. Hold up.
I like how you're breaking this down. You're really smart, bro. You going? You got this.
Pitcher? He played for the Mets?
Yes.
Okay, so not Wheeler, not DeGrom, not Scherzer, Max Scherzer, not Steven Matz.
Why wouldn't it be Scherzer? Why not Scherzer?
Huh? Oh, what? Yes. That makes sense because he played for the Nationals. Okay. Yeah, and he played for the Mets. Okay, cool. See, that's why I like to work things out. I don't like answers. Max Scherzer is my final answer. Wow.
From 2010 to 2019, he accumulated the most wins in MLB.
He's in San Francisco now, right? No, Verlander is
in Nah, he's in Texas, bro.
He's still in Texas, but he's not pitching, I don't think.
I think so. I think he is pitching. I think he is.
Oh, is he?
But, yeah, I think so.
Wow.
So, that's crazy. That was the, you know, that was our show tonight. It was an interesting show.
Wow, man. I remember when he came up with Detroit.
Yeah, he's nasty, bro. Verlander and him were, you know, teammates in Detroit back then. Max Scherz. He's not doing so well this year. He hasn't got any wins, no losses. ERA of 5.63, 5 Ks. What's going on over there? He must be hurt. Something must have happened because that doesn't even make sense.
Who?
Scherz's record for this year. Oh. Well, that was a good one, Lash. Hope you guys enjoyed it. Yeah, man.
Next Wednesday or Thursday, one or two.
Something like that. Yeah, we'll figure it out. We'll let you guys not know. You guys just figure it out on your own. You have a good night.
Oh, yeah, there's a What's story that? I want to share with you.
Oh, but please we'll do. We'll share please
for
do.
The next one. I'll save it because it has to do with a player that came up, but he basically got caught telling a fib. But anyway, we'll leave it like that. And then,
okay, got you.
We'll leave the fans something to look forward to.
Got you. All right. Peace, brother. Have a good night.
All right. Peace.